Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 18th to the 21st of November, 2024. Do you know it's nearly Christmas? Can you believe it? Can you believe that 2024 is nearly at an end? Where's the year gone? Where has it gone, Ree? Where's it gone?
Hello, I don't know. Hello. It's always... Thanks for that. I did say that very northern to me.
Very
fair.
Northern, that one. That was more northern than what we started the conversation with. You're like a character on here, aren't you? Northern Ree. She's not from Sheffield
northern
at
Ree.
All. She's from Devon, actually. But she just puts an accent on for a character on the podcast.
I'm very good at doing accents, you see, yes. It's always Christmas anyway, Rob. Don't know what you're on about. I'm always saying it's just always Christmas. And do you know what?
What?
It's always Christmas. Like, it's just... Like, it happens like that every year. It's
I see.
Oh, it's Christmas
it comes around so quickly. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Sorry, did I not explain that?
No, because you implied there that even in the middle of a heat wave, it's like, oh, well, thank God it's Christmas.
No. But I'll tell you something. It feels like Christmas around my ends at the minute because...
Does it now?
It is ice everywhere.
I know.
Ice.
Baby.
Not a fan of it. But yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the ice. What is it like?
So,
your end?
Oh, please, like, snow around our area is rarer than an asteroid, honest to God. Like, a passing cloud might fart out a snowflake as it passes, but that's about all
lucky.
We ever get around here.
Lucky.
I love snow. No, I love
hate
snow.
No,
I
hate
love
snow. Hate snow.
Right.
Now,
well, starting an argument already. So,
Swap.
In the comment section, gladly, in the comment section, let's know your thoughts on snow. Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Hate it.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Tell us about your snow stories, if you like. Oh, well, why not? Well, didn't Elaine have an interesting week this week? We had the arrival of a drag queen, and people were saying all week that, you know, they thought this drag queen was going to be really, really relevant. And I was kind of like, I don't see how it possibly could be. So apologies.
I mean, you're reading way too much into this, guys. What are you
apologies,
on about?
Apologies that we didn't think a drag queen called Droopy Cock was going to turn out to be really, really relevant to the plot. But what do we know?
what were we thinking, Rob?
And as it turns out, I think gave us the best scenes of the week this week. I thought those
100%.
Scenes were amazing. So we'll come to all of that later on in the podcast. But that's not all. We've also had the return of Ruby.
Yes,
Ruby. Ruby's back. Lauren's up the duff. Duff. See what I did there? EastEnders gag. Lol. And the market storyline sort of rumbles on. We have the return of Mr. Lister as well. He seems to turn up like for this sort of thing. So very exciting. Let's get on with talking about it in this week's
Albert Square After Dark.
Ruby. Ruby's back in the square! Ruby, we theorised that it was very likely that Ruby was going to be making her return, and lo and behold, here she is. So, much has been revealed about Ruby, and Martin has discovered a whole load of stuff that he didn't realise, including the fact that he now has a son called Roman, which, strong name, I think. I like that name. Roman Allen. Well, ultimately, it's probably going to end up being Roman Fowler, isn't it? But Roman Allen, I think that's a strong name.
She'll have definitely called him Roman Allen. Yeah.
The plan, I suspect, would be to call him Roman Fowler eventually, though.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Yes. As we know, Sharon and Phil have been the only ones that have really known about this sort of secret that Sharon discovered via Chrissy. Yeah. And... they have sent somebody on the search for Roman's birth certificate.
Yes.
As far as Sharon is concerned, at the moment, it seems all legit. Like they've gone into a library or something and downloaded it. Not quite how it works. Turns out that someone apparently broke into Ruby's house and stole the birth certificate. And the reason that Ruby's returned is because she comes flying into the square, banging on the door and demanding to Martin, do you want to give us that back, that birth certificate then that you organised for someone to steal from the house? And Martin didn't have a clue what was going on because Sharon had only told him about 10 minutes previously that Ruby might have been pregnant.
Yes, and that she'd given birth to a son.
Yes.
So, yeah. A lot of them are entertaining in a
Quite a
very
lot.
short space of time,
Quite a
isn't
lot.
it?
There's a bit of a
Then again,
whirlwind.
you know, he lives on the square. You can expect this kind
I'm
of
used
thing
to
might
that.
just get thrown at you every so often. So, you know.
Exactly. It's been a while since Martin's had anything really significant to do. So if you were living on that square, I think you'd be nervous, wouldn't you? You'd be
You're
like,
probably expecting something, to
any
be
minute
fair.
now,
I bet
my
you were
life's.
like, it's been a bit quiet my end, hasn't it,
Yeah, my
actually?
life's been a bit too smooth recently. I know I've got Sonia in prison, but that's not really my problem. You know,
No, not anymore,
something's
yeah.
no. So yeah, it turns out little Roman, and there's more to discover with Roman because obviously there's an initial confrontation between Ruby and Martin and Stacey because they've all got history together. Lest we forget that Ruby was sent to prison because Jean framed her for the cannabis farm that Mo was
Yes.
originally growing in the like the
Slater's
garage
garage.
outside.
Yeah.
It is a harsh reminder of how ridiculous that whole storyline was.
Yes.
That massive cannabis farm that looked like something out of Little Shop of Horrors. Remember,
It
like
was
I
insane,
remember
isn't
just a
it?
shot of Jean standing there. I really half expected this plant to come to life and saying, "Feed me, Seymour." It was insane,
Yeah.
that whole plant thing. It really was. The Ruby got framed for it and had revealed to Martin that she was pregnant, but Martin didn't believe her. And we discovered that Ruby was telling the truth just before she was driven away, and that was the last we saw of her. So she's now turned up. Roman is now about 2 years old, and he's currently in hospital, we discover.
Poor
I know,
Roman.
poor Roman. Got well, now what was it? It was some so something to do with his liver, hepatitis or something like that, wasn't it?
Immuno.
Again, they like giving these ailments that I've
Immune,
never
no,
heard
it's
of.
immunicom. Oh, what were it? Something to autoimmune hepatitis. Was it
Yes,
that?
yes. Some yes. Let's go
Autoimmune
for that.
hepatitis. And
Yeah.
liver failure as
Yes,
a result of it.
because on top of whatever else was wrong with him, he's also downed half a bottle of paracetamol that Ruby left unguarded. Now, Martin have a massive go about this, and I'm here to tell you that I did this when I was a kid.
Yeah, I could see that easily, very
I
easily happening. Yeah.
broke into a bottle of Calpol when I was about two and downed the entire bottle because it tasted like strawberry milkshake.
It does taste good, Calpol.
It was
Yeah.
great stuff. And I am here to tell you that those child locks do not work because I got into it.
I'm glad that
So,
you told me that because I need to put mine on a higher shelf then because my
and
daughter
stick a
absolutely
padlock.
loves it.
Yep, stick a padlock over it, I would
Right.
advisory, because if
Noted.
I could get into things when I was two because it tasted like strawberry
I
milkshake,
feel like,
so.
yeah, but how did you get into it? Because these days it's one where you have to like really push down, you know, to open it. You can't
Well,
just
I mean, this
open it like
was the early
that.
90s, so I feel like
Do you know
maybe
what
they
I
weren't
mean?
as, yeah,
They
they
have
maybe
put
weren't as,
safety caps on these days
yeah.
where you have to like properly push down
Maybe that's why. Maybe it
and
wasn't
turn
a
it.
safety cap back then. All I can tell you is that I had to be taken to hospital, and the doctor gave me something that tasted like orange juice to make me throw up. And ever since then, I've not liked the taste of orange, apart from Terry's chocolate
Wow.
orange, which actually is excellent. There you
It's
go.
not Terry's, it's yours.
It's not Terry's, it's mine. But that's the only orange I really enjoy. Don't like orange juice.
Right.
It's vile because it just, I think it's triggered by that time that I had to taste orange and then threw up. There you go.
No, nearly 20 years. Still learn
There you go.
something new.
There you go.
There we
I'm
go.
an enigma, a smorgasbord of information about myself. Anyway, so Martin discovers all this, and it
Yes.
doesn't really improve his and Ruby's relationship, really.
No.
Jean is sort of there trying to make things better. That's not going to happen either anytime soon, is it?
It was very odd how Jean turned up in the way that she did, considering what had gone on. Like, you would think that Jean would have maybe said, I'll give her a bit of space seeing as though her son's in hospital, not just turn up
Yeah.
and then. I actually did understand Ruby's perspective.
Can you piss off for the minute? I'm sort of busy at the moment.
I mean, she went in on her in
She
front of
did.
Roman, but also, like, I can kind of understand why she did.
Kind
She's
of,
just like,
yeah.
I'm in.
Because it's like, well, Jean's got this. I seem to have it in her head that Ruby is like something out of The Godfather, and she's going to wake up with like a horse's head in her bed. She actually said that this week.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Well, she is. We know who her dad were, and she has got
Yeah.
some of those Johnny Allen
She
traits. Let's
has.
be
She
real.
has. You may remember when she was around before. Whenever she used to pick up a picture of Johnny Allen, then seem to absorb his evil into him from the picture, like
Yes.
something
Yeah,
out of a
she'd look at
weird
him
Disney
like,
movie. Yeah,
what would Johnny do?
Zhoom. Not
Ah.
something out of The Exorcist. She'd turn around
Yeah.
and like spew green stuff everywhere and turn into Johnny Allen
Yes.
for a little bit. So
Rob.
Martin, yes,
Sorry,
yes,
talking of Jean,
yes,
right? She's got
yes.
all this scam stuff going on.
Well, yes.
Who do you think's behind it? Because I'm putting money on Ruby.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. Oh, really? wacky theory, because Ruby mentioned that she'd got scammed out of all of her money by some dodgy investment that she fell for.
Oh,
And
okay.
then Jean's got all this going on.
Well, yes, I would
Bring it
tentatively
out there.
suggest that it's yes, I would suggest that yes, there is a connection there, but I wonder if that's how what is scamming Jean is going to be revealed because it's the same people that were scamming Ruby.
Okay, so you think it, how though? That'd be quite
I
a
don't know.
turn
It's
of
because
events.
the same way that you can turn up on the square and meet
Well,
somebody that you
true.
gave birth to 25 years ago and didn't realize, you know,
True.
that sort of soap coincidence,
Yeah.
that sort of vibe.
I just thought, because she said something else to Stacey, like, oh, we've not shared holiday snaps. And I thought that was like a hint that she knew that she'd been on holiday to Greece with Jean and that maybe she'd been plotting. I don't know. Could be reading too much into it. But
Be
my
riffing.
first thought when Ruby said, I got scammed out of my money was, and now you're doing it to Jean because you thought, well, if it's going to happen to me, it could happen to you now for what you did and putting me in prison.
Okay,
Bring it
we'll
out
put a
there.
pin in that. I don't know because Ruby seemed really surprised to see everybody. So I don't know whether that's. I don't know
Seemed
whether.
surprised.
Yeah, you could be right. I'm not going to doubt
Just
you
bring it out
whatsoever.
there.
Put it
Bring it
out
out
there.
there.
It's there. It's there, floating around like a beautiful little butterfly. It's floating around,
Yes.
Dre. It's there. And should we need to, we shall capture it with the net and re-examine it again should the relevance come up for it. I think you might be right
Okay.
in terms of there being a connection, though. I feel
Yeah.
like, because it feels a bit sort of weird for Jean to be quite obviously scammed and Ruby to be mentioning that she was scammed and there not to be a
Yeah,
co connection,
exactly.
especially considering the character's two connections. So I would tentatively suggest that they will have been scammed by the same person, and that's
And
maybe
who
going
would be
to,
scamming them?
I don't
You
know.
think it's someone we know, or do you think it's someone who's just going to be targeting people on the square, maybe, if it's that?
Who knows? Who knows? This could grow into
Interesting.
something huge and big, or it could just be something to do with, I don't know. I don't know. But we'll have to wait and see for that. But Jean is definitely being scammed. Because
Yeah.
but then the phone call that Jean was having, I was half wondering, is that like an AI type bloke? Because he wasn't really replying to anything that she was saying to him.
Interesting. I know what you said. I think that it's
Because
deliberate
AI
though,
is
because it were
weird.
very like, it were kind of like trying to rush her without saying too much and being like, well, you're just gonna miss this investment, it's on you. But
Yeah, but
I
then
know what you're
she's.
saying, and even Jean questioned terminology used at one
Yeah,
point.
yeah.
It's like, come on, Jean, it sounds too good to be true. It probably is.
Yeah, because AI is weird. I don't care what anybody
Yeah.
says. It's taken over the world and I don't like it. Like,
Agreed.
I don't get how we've reached a point. Well, remember when we were kids? Everyone was obsessed with one day robots are going to take over the world. And let's be real here, robots, even now, are still quite shit compared to what they need to be to take over the world. Whereas
Is AI
AI.
not classed as a robot?
No, it's the ro robots are something that were entirely controlled by humans, whereas the whole point of artificial intelligence is that it's supposed to be not independent, but sort of very capable of sort of acting on its own. And, you know, it's got programmers and stuff, but it's clearly being developed so that it won't need as many pro as, you know, as time goes on. So, whereas robots are always supposed to be under complete human influence. So,
But then at
yeah.
one point, would robots be able to just take over because
Now,
they
as
become
soon as robots
artificial
and AI
intelligence?
meet, then we're screwed. That's what I would say.
I don't think we're far
An
off, to
AI
be honest.
robot, we're doomed. It's gonna be like a Doctor Who episode. Anyway, that's a
We'll be
different
seeing that
debate.
in 20 years on Albert
Oh,
Square as a
I can't wait.
storyline.
EastEnders 2050. Can't wait for that. That's gonna be great. So
Yes.
where do you see this going now? Because Martin has decided that he's now gonna take custody of Roman because he thinks that Ruby can't be trusted because she's a liar and she's, you know, she's Ruby. So he's decided that seems as though A, that she kept Roman from him. I mean, I can see what he's thinking because for a start of Ruby said, well, it's fine. I gave him away because I was in prison. So that wasn't going to work. And then she lied about exactly what was wrong with him. So you can sort of see his thinking, but I feel like this isn't, but I feel like he can't exactly just sweep in, take Roman away and then sweep back out again.
He's basically, from what I understand, and I don't know all of the legalities and stuff, but from what I understand, if your name isn't on a birth certificate as the father, like from a male or a father perspective, that perspective, paternity wise, you don't have any rights. So Martin was saying by the end of the week, weren't he, that he's going to try and basically befriend Ruby to get his name on the birth certificate. And then when that's happened, that's when he can start acting and trying to get custody.
Yeah.
But until he's on the birth certificate, I don't think he's got any rights at all.
No,
it's quite a big thing. It's quite a big thing putting someone's name on it.
He's so got then, a lot of performing to do before he gets himself back on the birth certificate from where we are.
I think he can do it. I mean, he's offering himself for some kind of liver transplant. Does that mean he's literally giving his entire liver?
Not his entire liver, no. It'll be... That's no, what I wouldn't have thought a baby would require... I wouldn't have thought someone Roman's age would require his entire... Well, I mean, it's been...
This is what I'm thinking.
Martin's liver would be bigger than he is, probably.
Can't take off liver, can you? How does that work?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. Either. It's a complicated process, the nurse said so.
Can you ask your mum? Surely she
I will ask your mum. I will ask your mum. My mum, the nurse. I'll ask her all about it. I'll have the answers for you next week. I'll have the answers for you next week. Or if you happen to know, let us know in the comments section. There you go. There was a moment this week, I thought, with Ruby where she was sort of looking up at Martin all adoringly. So I don't think actually he'll have to work that hard.
I don't, because in fairness, yeah, all right, things ended badly for them. But at the end of the day, when you've got a kid who's in that situation and is being nothing but a good dad, why would you try and fight that? He's got another adult who can help, who's willing to, who's not even blinked twice at the thought of, you know, trying to donate part of his organ or whatever part he's trying to give. So why wouldn't Ruby be like,
it was
actually,
his organ that got him in trouble in the first place.
Hey, giggity.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm still sticking with my prediction that I have said ever since it was announced that Ruby was coming back. Ruby anniversary. Ruby's going to die on the anniversary. I'm saying this
now.
Oh,
you still think she's going to die?
I 100% still think it.
Interesting. Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Stick a pin in that. So that butterfly's flying around now as well.
And then Martin's going to end up with Roman.
Yes.
Obviously, because Ruby will have died. I wonder how she's going to die. I do think she's definitely got a massive involvement in it. I was wondering if Martin was going to die.
Well, I mean, this is the crazy thing about anniversaries, and Martin is quite a legacy character, and legacy characters are at risk at anniversaries.
Wasn't he like the firstborn?
Yeah,
like, baby
he was the first
well
firstborn baby in EastEnders. Was Martin? Yeah. So I think that's quite a big thing. So it would be quite fitting for him to, at the very least, be a big part of the anniversary, and it being the Ruby anniversary. I'm sorry, there's too many coinky dinks there for it not to be a connection. Ruby is going to be a huge part of the anniversary. We know she's back for a stint. It's been described as a prolonged stint, but it's only a stint, so we don't know whether she'll be able to return in the future or whether this will be the end of Ruby. I'm leaning towards Ruby dying on the Ruby anniversary.
A prolonged last stint is what you're predicting.
I think so. I am indeed, Ree. Yes.
You heard it here first.
You did. So let us know in the comment section below what you think is going to happen with Ruby. Where do you see it going? I'm pleased to see her back though. Louisa Litton's great. Ruby is
Ruby. Just to clarify, I hate Ruby as a character.
Well, she's a nutter, really, isn't she? In many ways. She's not like back,
even though I don't like her personality.
Because she's a fascinating character. Like, she's one of these that seems to like blame everybody else for everything that's happened to her. It takes a lot for... She's not quite at Janine levels. I don't think I'd ever refer to Ruby as like a super bitch or anything like that. But she's certainly got some very twisted logic as a result of trauma that's occurred to her in her life that sort of turned her into the person that she is now.
I think that's a very good summary. I agree with that.
So, and with someone like that, they can kind of go into quite unpredictable territory. So I'm intrigued to see where they're going to go with Ruby.
She's like bitter. Like, she often comments about Stacey having a big family, but she's also not bitter. It's like, it's a strange one, isn't it? It's jealous, but she's not jealous.
Yeah. And I wonder if half of that massive row she had with Jean, yes, there is beef there. Of course there is. Mm-hmm. Because Ruby was put in prison under ridiculous circumstances. I'd be furious.
Yeah.
I think what really triggered Ruby into having the massive, at her like she did like a deranged chihuahua was the fact that Jean turned around and kind of implied that she was family. And that seemed to sort of trigger her. And I wonder if it was one of those things where she sort of touched a nerve because it's what Ruby actually wants, but she was far too defensive to get to sort of admit to it at that point. Because at that moment, everybody's against Ruby. Everybody is. And she's feeling vulnerable. She's feeling scared. She's feeling like she's been caught out. And she's feeling like people are trying to trip her up constantly.
And she's probably also thinking, my family's Roman. We've been all right until you guys have all found out.
Well, you say
but
all right.
Like you say, I think really she would appreciate the Slaters, but too much has happened. And also, Gene, pick your timing. Now's not the time.
Oh,
to
it's
be
terrible
saying we're
timing
family.
From Gene.
And
terrible
so I
timing
think that's
from
where Gene's massively messed up.
Yeah.
That conversation that she tried to have with Ruby should have been in at
yeah.
least a month's time, perhaps.
Absolutely
like,
ridiculous time to sort of try and remind somebody why you know, remember that reason why you're angry with me while they're literally standing at the bed of their critically ill son.
Exactly.
It's a really, really stupid thing to do. You kind of deserve to have your head bitten off in that instance, I think.
Stacey, however,
yes.
Ben and Ruby seem to have softened towards each other.
Do you think
again.
There's thawing going on? I'm not sure. I think there is an element. I think Stacey is going to treat Ruby at this moment as sort of radioactive, something that she needs to keep a very close eye on, but something
See,
that she needs to be really careful about handling. I think there's an element of sympathy there from Stacey, but I don't think that she's quite at the stage where she really wants to help her yet.
I think she feels a bit, because she did say to Martin at one point, maybe she has changed, because they had a conversation and it did seem quite genuine from Ruby when she apologised to Stacey for putting her away for 6 months and being away from her kids for 6 months, and Ruby saying, now I've had a kid, I understand like how awful that was. I wouldn't want to be away from my kid for like 6 days or whatever she said.
Yeah.
And that, I think they're going to end up bonding over the fact that Ruby now understands being a mum, because no matter what people say, you don't get it until you become a mother. And now Stacey will go, she gets it now. Now I feel like we can get on a level in that regard. So I wonder if Martin's going to plot and Stacey's going to start umming and ahhing, because actually she's going to be like, do you know what? I think Ruby has changed there since I've been room, and I think it's changed her.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be more friction between
And
all
she's
of
going
them.
To ultimately really sympathize with Ruby, and it's going to actually be a friendship start to be recreated there again.
Exactly.
And then around about the anniversary time,
February
around
time
about
next year,
February time maybe, Ruby will discover the truth and just go apocalyptic with rage and do something insane and die.
And find out that Stacey knew what Martin was plotting, think that Stacey's been fake the
she
entire
will
time.
Yeah, and she what she will do is she was right, there's only one way I can deal with this situation, and she will climb into a train and drive it off the bridge, and it'll crash onto the square.
That's it, guys.
That's it.
You
Thank
don't
you
need
very
to bother
much.
watching the
You do not
anniversary.
need to
We've
watch the
sorted
anniversary.
it
We
for
have
you.
sorted it. We have written it. It was great. Well done, EastEnders.
We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you very much for watching. It's goodbye from me. Right, so yeah, let us know in the comment section below where you think this madness is going to go. I think that we might be possibly discovering the genesis of the 40th anniversary storyline here, but we shall have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, let's discuss the next story. So, talking of young'uns and kids, we might soon have another one on the horizon, because Lauren, it turns out, is pregnant. Now, this didn't go in the direction I thought it was going to, because I was wondering when she was going on about her pains that she quite obviously has got from the crush, and was sort of going around begging for Cocodamol, I wondered if we were going a bit down a Cocodamol addiction storyline.
That's exactly what I thought, and I still think there may be an
We
element
might
of
do.
that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got a few things about all of this,
Go
right?
on.
Number one, how far gone is she? Because when Anna mentioned the theory that she might be pregnant, Lauren said, Peter's not been anywhere near me since the crush, essentially, right? Which implies that she's been pregnant before the crush, unless they've had a one-off. But from that comment, I took it that she must have been pregnant before the crush happened. How long ago was that? What, 1 month, 2 months ago?
About a month ago, yeah. Something like
Oh,
that.
About a month ago,
A month
okay.
and a half ago,
Because
let's say.
Then I'm thinking, is she allowed to take Cocodamol when she's pregnant? Because I'm pretty sure she can't.
I don't know, because I've never taken Cocodamol when I've been pregnant, so I'm not quite
And you've
sure,
never
to
been
be honest with
pregnant,
you.
of course.
Yeah.
I don't think you can, but I'm not 100% sure.
It sounds like the sort, because I know I have taken Cocodamol before, and I know it's quite strong. So, Cocodamol's great. I've had great times with
Woo.
Cocodamol. When I had a kidney stone, they gave me
Yes, I
really,
remember
really,
actually.
really strong Cocodamol, and
Yes.
I was absolutely off my tits. It was marvellous. I
And like you said,
recommend.
it's addictive.
Yes, it's very addictive. Yes.
So now I'm wondering, because I would have thought if you can have it when you're pregnant, you'd need your dosages monitoring. I assume that they've not asked, like, not checked that whether she is or isn't pregnant, which, to be honest, as a
bad
female
doctoring.
getting any kind of care, it's one of the first things they usually ask you when it comes to stuff. But then maybe they've just took her at her word. No, I'm not pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
Has she caused some damage to the baby because she's been
Well,
taking so much cocodamol?
so are you maybe hinting at the fact that all will not be well with this pregnancy?
Yes, because why is she having so many pains anyway?
Well, she's
Like,
having
that's
pains
not.
because she had, like, what was it? I think she had a broken ribs, and I swear this is something about a crushed lung or something like that during
Right,
the
so you
crush. So
think the
she,
pains are to do with that and not
oh
the
yeah,
pregnancy? Right,
well, I think
okay.
it's certainly, if anything, I think certainly any pains that she's got have certainly as a result of the crush, whether they are then added complications to go into the pregnancy is maybe something a little bit different. We're not quite sure what's going on with her at the moment. I mean, any theory? I saw a couple of theories online saying, "Oh, is it Zach's? Is it Zach's?" It's like, no, it's definitely
Well,
not. And then, well, no,
how
because
do you
she'd
know it's
be show
definitely not?
because that was 6 months ago, and she'd be
6
definitely
months
more.
ago.
Yes, she'd be showing by now. I
Oh,
know,
but
not
some people
necessarily because,
don't.
yeah, but I feel
She
like
said her
it's a bit
cycles
late.
had been irregular.
Not for months, though. I do know. It's not. It's, I feel like that's
Can
too
I say
late.
something? Can I
Yeah.
say something? And I don't want to
Yeah.
drop names, but I know somebody who didn't realize they were pregnant until they were 6 months
Sonia.
pregnant. Genuine. No, I know someone in
Oh,
real
actually, a real
life.
person. A real person.
Yes.
Right,
And I'm
okay.
not even like 100%. I know somebody that that happened to. So it could happen. It
Okay.
could happen. Because
But
it's
what you're.
not everyone's bump shows that soon.
No, but what you're. But then, if that's going to be the case, then that means that your other theory about Zach and a child is wrong. Then, in that case, and I've got to be honest, I prefer the first one to this one.
Yeah, but maybe he's got a
Two
few.
kids. Imagine. All
Yeah,
of a sudden,
no.
Zach's got a flock of
Yeah,
just
or
kids
suddenly he's got three
everywhere of
kids.
loads of different ages. He's got a whole family ready and waiting to go. I mean.
Talking of which, did you notice that Nicola mentioned, he said, "Oh, I've got a kid," and she went, "You've got a kid," and I was like,
Yes, I
"Wow!"
did
Did you
notice
notice that
that.
comment?
Yes. So I think we're on the right boat with that, Ree. Let me
I
tell you,
agree.
I
Yes,
think
I
we are
think
heading
so.
towards the waves of Barney being Zach's kid. I do, I
Sex.
do, I
Yeah,
do. You've
I
heard it
think
here
so.
first, and genuinely, I think you have heard it here first because it's not a theory I've seen anywhere else. So I think.
Amazing, if so.
Oh, I know,
Thanks.
right?
Well, I think as well, though, sorry, on that vein, on this vein, I
Yeah.
also don't think it is Zach's Lawrence.
I really don't think it is.
But I'm saying it is
It's
possible.
possible, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. No.
But we'll find
No,
out.
because surely she'd be panicking. But maybe she will go to the doctor and they'll be like, "Oh, actually, you're 6 months pregnant." And she'll be like, "Oh, really?"
That's awkward. Yeah, I mean, I just th no, I feel like, you know, yeah, I feel like it's going to be more on the lines of the pains have been as a result of the crush and it's added complications into the pregnancy. I where are we going to it depends because they love to do a birth on anniversaries, don't they? But I don't know if this is, I don't know if she's going to be in the right ballpark to give birth on the 40th or not.
Well, it means she's about 5 months.
That's a bit
What if
early, isn't
I'm
it?
mad?
You met my
Six.
podcasting partner, Carol Vorderman.
It'd mean she's about 6 months pregnant now if she were to give birth in February.
Well, we'll have to wait. Well, we'll have to wait and see. But I'm leaning more towards that it's Peter's.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards the fact that something bad's going to happen as a result of it. I don't think we're going to. I don't think we're going to have a kid at the end of this. I don't think it's going to go well.
Oh,
I don't know.
yeah,
Something is not quite
it doesn't
right.
seem like a normal, like they said,
No.
the symptoms don't seem that normal. Because actually the doctor said that she shouldn't be in pain at this stage as well.
That's
When she
true.
went
Yeah. Yeah.
back to him, he said, "You shouldn't be in pain." And he said, "You should still have another month's worth of cocodamol left."
Yeah, so she's
So
been absolutely caning these cocodamol,
I
hasn't
think
she?
it's a bit of both that she is addicted to the cocodamol as
Yeah,
well,
I think she
because
is because cocodamol is insanely addictive.
And she seemed to be having almost withdrawal symptoms because she'll be very irritable with
Yeah,
everyone,
and she was looking at the
which
vodka
isn't.
as well at one point, did you notice? So
Yes.
I think there's definitely going to be something around the veins of addiction. I feel like they're not going to go down alcohol route because that's what they're busy doing with Linda at the moment.
Yeah.
But people with addictive personalities are going to get addicted to something a lot easier than somebody without an addictive personality. If you've had
Yeah.
previous addictions, then you're more liable to
Yeah.
be,
More likely to.
yeah. So I think it's the cocodamol that we're going to have to be keeping an eye on with Lauren rather than anything else. And is that going to have an effect on the pregnancy? Possibly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Kathy and Lauren scenes. I thought they were quite nice. Kathy sort of
Yes.
working out straight away what was going on. That was nice. That was very Kathy, I thought, liked
Yeah.
that. And Peter's reaction was, I think, quite sweet and understandable. Sort of freaked
out
ever
so slightly.
Well,
initially vomiting,
but then... Well, yeah, but we've all done that, right?
Yeah.
I quite liked his vein of irresponsibility from it. Like, I was so drunk, I don't remember you telling me that you were pregnant. Have you ever been that drunk that, like, something as you wouldn't remember that the next day?
Yes.
Have you? I've never had those blackout drunk moments.
Definitely not. Yeah, no, I have. 100%.
I mean, and you've seen me very, 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 very drunk in the pastry. I like to pretend that I don't remember things that have happened the night before, but I don't think I've ever actually genuinely not remembered something.
I used to be like that, and then all of a sudden, I used to get to a level and then I'd forget. So I understand. Because I used to be like, how do people not remember anything? Oh, no, it is a thing. So,
I don't think it's ever happened
to
me.
In answer to that. Well,
Something of that magnitude. Do you know what I mean? I've never sort of, had those moments where, you get off with somebody and like, oh, I don't remember doing that at all. It's like, yes, I do. Yeah. I'm just very embarrassed to say it. But I don't know. So we'll have to wait and see how this goes. But my early kind of vibe with this is that it's not going to go well.
No.
I don't think we're heading towards a happy pregnancy, if I'm honest.
Do you know what, though, right? I know that it's unexpected for them, although how unexpected is it if, you've done something that might cause a pregnancy? And they're freaking out like it's the first baby. And I'm like, you've done this before, guys. You've got this.
But I think Peter covered that quite well with the fact that I'm cleaning a pie shop and we're not exactly in an ideal situation to be having a baby at the moment. So I think it's just that sort of, and they're still quite young. Really, aren't they? Like, I think they're both like maybe approaching 30/over 30, but it's still quite
about 30. That's not that young.
So, well, would you be you discover you're pregnant again? Would you have a little bit of a freak out at this moment?
Well, in some regards, yeah, but not about like looking after the child.
No, but sort of.
I do get it. I mean, I understand it, but it was like Kathy said, you never feel ready and all
that.
No,
exactly.
Jazz.
That's
There's
the whole point, isn't it? Yeah,
For me, they were like, it felt a couple of times I'm watching it going, you've done this, like you've had a child, you'll be okay, you can do it. But I understand. I understand the initial panic, yes.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see where this pregnancy goes. Let us know in the comment section where you think this particular storyline is going. Right, one little thing to discuss before we get to Elaine and Drew. The market storyline is rumbling on. The market storyline was back this week, and Mr. Lister was back this week. Do you realise Mr. Lister's been in it on and off for years? Years, Mr. In the 90s, I think Mr. Lister first appeared in, which is quite odd to think.
Was there somebody else before Mr. Lister? I'm sure there was. Mr. Lister, it rhymes, and I just clicked. Mr. Lister. Is that why you've done it?
Maybe. I'm glad you spotted that, Ray. What? You love a bit of alliteration or rhyming stuff. But I mean, there's been a few people in charge of the market, hasn't there? Like, remember Alex? I used to love Alex, who Roxy went out with.
Yes,
loved
Alex.
Alex was a great character. But Mr. Lister's sort of kind of come and gone over the years, hasn't he? He's sort of back this week, reminded of his infatuation with Honey.
Yes, of course.
And he has finally agreed to sort of step forward and be the voice of the market, to sort of keep it safe from the evil council who are planning on closing it down, or closing it down over a certain number of days and demolishing the gardens and turning that into a car park. I think ultimately all this is going to be is the sort of the light-hearted side of the Christmas stuff that we're going to get. I don't think there's going to be anything too momentous pulled out of it, but I think it's going to be, just as we go in towards the anniversary, there's going to be a nice little few moments of memories and all of that kind of thing, just to sort of echo the sort of nostalgic factor of the next few months. I think that's really what its purpose is.
And the importance of the square and all that.
I like Mr. Lister. He makes me laugh. I think he's quite a good little comedy character. And it's nice whenever he shows up. He's, like I say, he's never been like a major, major character, but he's sort of kind of popped in every now and again to sort of annoy the market people. I remember him, Kat and Stacey having a war going on at one point. So that was quite nice when close after Stacey first arrived. So he's sort of been around, so it's nice to see him again. But his infatuation with Honey is just funny to me. But I just love the fact that Billy is like, oh yeah, no, flirt with him. That's fine.
Well, it's like, please, Honey, for all of us.
For all of us, for the markets, for the square, Honey.
To be fair, shame on Mr. Lister there for having to be convinced, because he's been working there all that time. Surely he should have wanted to help anyway. But I'm glad that he's seen the error of his ways.
He's seen sense, yes.
Rather than later anyway.
Exactly. I mean, what do you think? Do you think we're going to be getting to them being chained to the gates and doing all that sort of
Yeah,
thing?
I
It's
think
going to be,
it.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
going to be one of those community things with just characters that aren't heavily involved in Christmas elsewhere, chained to the fences and all that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Or something to do with the actual like road where the market is somehow. Yeah, Junior's going to be there. He's going to be the big bad guy because obviously he's still wanting to, invest. So yeah, it's something like that. I agree, definitely.
Light-hearted like fluff that
Yeah.
will sort of go on in the background. I don't mind it. Bring it
Yeah.
on. That's fine. So, ladies and gents, we come on to what I think was the biggest storyline of the week. And that is Elaine and a figure from her past. So, safe to say, the arrival of Drew Peacock did not go in the direction that either of us thought it was going to.
No.
And I have to say, I was utterly captivated by this week. I thought it was really, really strong.
Yes, so did I. And it was a great way of justifying everything about Elaine and how she is, wasn't it? Like, well, it all makes sense now. What a great way of making it all make sense.
The mask of it all, that is Elaine. She has done a lot of performing in her lifetime. I love Elaine. I think she is such a strong character. I knew she wouldn't let me down. I knew that she'd prove herself like this.
You did call it. You called it.
You see, but do you know what? This whole stuff with Drew, if only the soaps had been brave enough in the 80s to do that story.
Oh, that's a very good way of looking at it, Rob.
You know, like, imagine if it was like around the time of the epidemic. Imagine, I mean, I get it, all right, because do you know, I'm fairly sure I'm right when I say this, but someone will correct me if I'm wrong. The first gay character to be diagnosed with HIV was Stee in Hollyoaks in 2015.
On a soap, you mean? Like
Yeah,
of all the soaps, he
of all
was
the
the first.
soaps. The first gay
Wow.
character. Obviously,
No,
it
I
had
did
been
not
tackled
know that.
with Mark Fowler in the 90s, but Stee from Hollyoaks was diagnosed with it in 2015. It was the first regular gay character in a soap to be diagnosed with it. That's how long that they've been trying to sort of kind of be careful with that sort of thing. So I get it completely. But not even, I think you could have done a story like that without having to discuss the HIV thing necessarily, but it was such a huge factor of, you know, what was going on at that time. And I thought there were so many interesting elements brought out of Drew's story this week with this. It really, really was absolutely fascinating to
I
imagine.
mean, yeah.
Go on.
I was just going to say, even if it wasn't like specifically to do with the HIV in the 80s, say, was there ever a storyline where they showed somebody, not being openly gay and having an affair behind closed doors and all of that? Like, did they ever show that kind of storyline
Not
back
massively. I
then?
think Brookside had somebody had a gay character, and that was very, I think, in the 80s, and I think that was all very much sort of dealt with, you know, the homophobia that someone would experience. And I think ultimately that character just sort of left under a black cloud. You know, I think the viewers would have had sympathy with him, but it was just a simple case of, I can't live around here, I've got to go. And that was it. That was the story. You know, so for a storyline like this, where essentially Elaine, I think it's known as being a beard these days, I think is the term that's attached to it, to basically pretend, to pretend that their relationship was a perfectly, in inverted commas, normal heterosexual
A
relationship,
heterosexual marriage, yeah, that no one would suspect,
to hide John's true sexuality. It's such a fascinating story that I can imagine would have been such a fascinating thing to cover in the actual time that it was relevant for it to happen. So it's kind of a shame
definitely.
that the soaps never really went there in the 80s, because it was such a relevant thing of the time. It was huge at the time.
It shows you how much times have progressed, though, as well, because they would never have done it at the time, would they? And to think that the 80s was like 40 years ago. In
I
my head,
know.
it's like 20 years
I know, it
ago,
only happened.
still the
So
'80s.
it's only last decade, wasn't it? Yeah, it's crazy. I would love to see Drew again. I really, really would. Because you know what? That generation of gay character isn't really often touched upon in soaps either. It's all sort of, you know, the young characters that are all sort of doing their thing. I know at the minute we've got Sukey and Eve, who are of a slightly older generation, but somebody like Drew
Yeah, I know what
would
you're
be
saying,
a
actually.
fascinating character to sort of have around full time and sort of really
Yeah.
sort of delve into the mindset of someone like that, someone who sat in the Albert and sort of looking around at all these young kids just sort of getting off and having the great time, perfectly comfortable with who they are, not ashamed of themselves. I can only imagine what that feels like to be able to be sat there. I mean, I grew up as a gay kid in the noughties and that was tough enough, but it wasn't anywhere near as tough as it used to be. I was lucky of the generation that I was born in. It's
like he was both happy and bitter about it in a way
as
well, weren't
it? Think, yeah, and I think that's completely and utterly understandable. Yeah, I really, really do.
Do you know what as well? I love the actor who played Drew.
Paul Clayton. Yeah, really strong.
Really good actor. He's actually, if anyone watched Peep Show, Sophie's mum on Peep Show, and played a completely different kind of character, like a really like, I would almost say overly masculine kind of guy on there. So, wow, what a great actor he is.
Because, he's brilliant. Bring him back, I'd say. To make that much of an impact on basically one episode's worth of material. Yeah. And he was given the same amount of material as you would do for any of the regular team. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems like that's surely not the end of him. Surely, like, we deserve more than that. He deserves more than that. Bring Drew back. 100%.
I agree. Please bring Drew back. He could definitely be a regular, but realistically, I don't think he would do that to Elaine and be on a doorstep and be a constant reminder. But do you know what? Maybe they could bond in a way over what happened, because they kind of did in those scenes, didn't they? Yeah. Like, no one else has lived through that experience that they did with John. So,
yeah.
Also, I didn't realise that Johnny was named after Linda's dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming that's a thing.
Talking of Linda.
Okay. Linda, Linda, Linda.
Oh, Linda, Linda, Linda. I mean, let's be fair here. It's not the first time that Linda has shown that she's a little bit homophobic. Let's be real here. It's really not. I remember her having a row with Johnny and telling him to flounce off back to his boys.
I remember that. She is
homophobic in a way. I think she is accepting of it in Johnny, but I think that the idea of it and the stigma attached to it is something that kind of deep-rooted in Linda that just terrifies. And I mean, when she's saying things like, but he was a proper man, not like Johnny. It's like, she can't help herself.
Sensitive. She was drunk. Was she drunk as well? Would she have handled it more sensitively had she not been? Maybe she wouldn't have said that comment.
I think she possibly wouldn't have called Elaine a selfish slag if she was sober.
Yeah, there is that. There is that. But then seeing it from Linda's perspective, I don't think it was necessarily that she was angry to learn that he was gay. I think she would have had a, excluding the reaction with Johnny and all that.
Yeah.
If she was to have found out that actually her dad had been having a secret affair and it had been with a woman, let's say, and Elaine was covering that up, I think she would have had the exact same reaction. I don't know how much the gay part came into it, if you know what I'm saying. Mm. Obviously, it did as well, because then she's like, I didn't know my dad. But I also think it was just the shock of the fact that he wasn't this... it's not that he weren't a great person, though, either. Do you know what I mean? It's the shock that there were secrets there that she wasn't aware of, and that her dad had been keeping these secrets from her. Whether it was the fact that it was a man he'd been keeping secret or a woman, I think she would have still been like, what? Well, my life's a lie?
Yeah, but it's the ultimate factor of that basically she grew up thinking that her mum and dad were just this perfectly normal, sort of happy couple, when in reality, that was all a charade, essentially.
Yeah.
And the pair of them hadn't been that close physically and emotionally for basically her entire life, which is, I imagine, quite a thing to sort of try and wrap your head around.
Yeah.
But obviously her reaction was, I mean, like you say, it didn't help that she was pissed, because nothing ever does help Linda when she's pissed.
No.
But it was, she sort of got really sort of sanctimonious about it and sort of really sort of had a go at Elaine for essentially trying to keep her dad happy, because actually, in some ways, she didn't actually realise quite how much Elaine loved her dad. Because otherwise, she would never have done that.
No, I agree. Even Drew were being a bit like that with Elaine and being like, oh, you're enabling him. And I'm like...
I sort of got Drew's point as to why he is a little bit bitter about it. Because actually, what you're looking at with Drew is that all he wanted was for him and John to be able to have what he perceived him and Elaine to have. I don't think he necessarily saw it from Elaine's perspective. Yeah. Like, as far as he was concerned, maybe I get more of a physical side from him, but you get the day-to-day stuff from him. You're able to hold his hand in the street. You're able to, you know, go home with him and have dinner with him over the kitchen table. Mm. You are able to have a perfectly you know, all the normal stuff in a relationship, and I've got I've got the dirty secret side of him.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more leaning towards that with Drew, yeah.
And maybe they weren't seeing each other's perspective, Elaine and Drew, whilst they were living in it, because they were both had their own things that they were both bitter about the situation, clearly. Yeah. But I think, wow, Elaine, what a woman to have done that for
him. Yeah, right.
Like, incredible.
She is sensational.
And she's so fair about it as well. Like, even though I'm sure she weren't happy with Drew, she was still so understanding when he were explaining everything to her in those scenes. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like she showed as much bitterness, but that's not to say that it wasn't justified. But I also don't think, like you said with Linda, they've not given Elaine enough credit for how much she actually loved John, did they?
Not at all. And I feel like Elaine's bitterness probably was early on in it. Like, there's still elements of bitterness there, hence why she, you know, was screaming at this drag queen to get out of her pub in front of everybody. But I think that there's more bitterness from Drew's perspective because, like he said, I couldn't even go to the funeral. You could sit there and be the loving, doting wife and continue the performance, whereas I was literally sat in my bed sit, terrified that I was going to die while being pumped full of all these drugs. Why wouldn't you be bitter at that? Why wouldn't you be angry at that? You know, and you sort of, in fact, I'm amazed that he was even remotely happy for anybody in that club right now, because I don't know if I could totally imagine a life where you would just be so angry at the youth that A, not realizing what had to happen for you to be able to do that, and B, looking at all these people experiencing quite a simple life that anybody is entitled to that you just weren't allowed to have because of stigma and anger and fear. And you know, it's a fascinating story. It really, really is.
Which is why, like you say, it'd be great for Drew to stay around so we can explore it more as well.
I really want to see more of Drew. Because actually what I'd love to see is a happy ending for Drew and for him to be able to have a happy, open relationship with somebody. Yeah. Idiot. I'd love for him to have a really happy, open relationship and Elaine being sort of like, fair play, mate. You know, off you go. Yeah. That's nice. Off you go.
And they could both live in their happy relationships, and they both got what they both deserved. Well, you know what I mean? A nice,
gorgeous
way.
And fabulous script by Pete Lawson on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? The Drew Elaine stuff was just,
I think it was Wednesday.
Just absolute loved every second of the Drew Elaine stuff. And this conversation with Drew kind of puts Elaine's kilter off a little bit in terms of a relationship with George, because she kind of instantly becomes terrified by the idea that George is going to leave her as well.
Yeah, he brought all these things to the surface for her again, didn't it? But I would have thought that having that conversation with Drew where he said, he's not John, like, it's okay, might have gone, yeah, you're right, he's not John though, is he? This is a totally different relationship. No, that didn't work for Elaine, did it?
No,
she's absolutely
like
gone the complete other way.
I mean, but it's not even just the prenup, is it? Like, I can maybe sort of kind of understand where she's at with the prenup, but that's not enough for her. She then needs to go to Cindy, of all people, and say, would you mind seducing him, please? Because if he tells you to piss off, that means I can marry him safely. That's madness, Elaine. What are you talking about?
It is absolute madness. And of course, Cindy's going to agree.
Of course she is.
This sounds
any
like
opportunity.
Fun.
You're basically telling me to have an affair. Yeah, that's no problem. I'll do that.
Okay.
That's insane.
I don't know where. There were a few of those looks, though, that Elaine were doing, like, every time George and Cindy crossed paths, she kept looking.
She's always got that paranoia, hasn't she? Always. And you can understand why, in fairness, can't you? Because they've had kisses and stuff. It's not like George has been completely able to just cut her out of their lives. Like, he has actively encouraged Cindy to be around the girls, and Elaine's just had to sort of bite her lip and deal with it. Like, occasionally with the odd jibe at Cindy, but that's all she's really been able to do. Whereas in reality, she wants Cindy gone. That would make her life 10 times easier.
Yeah. But again, it's interesting as well, like, she's obviously gone for Cindy. So she knows that he wouldn't just cheat on her with anyone. It'd have to be somebody like Cindy. Do you think she's not going to pay Cindy, is she? They're just going to be like, here you go. Because it was Yolandi putting the idea in about a honey trap. She paid honey to do that because you're part of an agency. That's why I'm saying that.
No,
because otherwise, she could have just gone to an agency instead of going to Cindy. Yeah. Is what
Yeah,
You know
no,
what I mean?
it's very
Obviously,
important that it's Cindy, because George isn't the
yeah.
sort of person to just cheat on her with anybody. Like, he's not going to
Yeah,
just
exactly.
go out and get too drunk and just sleep with some random woman.
Yeah.
It's going to be somebody he's got an emotional attachment to. And
Yes.
we, but then my thinking immediately goes to what exactly is going through Cindy's head with this? Because we know that she's still in love with George. So is she just going to take this as an opportunity, or is she going to take this actually as an opportunity to say to George, so your wife doesn't trust you. I would, though. Let's get married instead, yeah?
No, I think she's going to totally try it. I think she's like,
Oh,
yeah,
she's going
come
to
on
try it
then.
either way. Either
Challenge
way.
accepted. I
Yeah.
think she's going to absolutely love it. Do you
Which
think he'll
kind
fall
of,
for it?
I don't know, but what this does do is answer the question of how this wedding is going to get trashed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And is Junior then going to find out about this honey trap that Elaine set up as well and then be like, Cindy,
Probably.
what are you doing?
We are heading towards an absolute pile up in terms of story mess here, aren't we? It's all going to get very, very messy with a lot of hurt people, a lot of anger, a lot of
Well,
resentment, and a lot of tears. It's going to be
after the
messy.
stag do, I'm wondering if George is going to start suspecting Junior because of how he was with Ian, because he did notice
Yeah.
it,
Yeah,
and
that didn't help his case either.
might not take
Yeah.
long for him to put two and two together on that front
I thought
if
Junior
this
was
happens as
mad
well.
this week, the way he reacted to Ian. Like, it's like, I get that you're jealous, but for Christ's sake, like, if you know Cindy whatsoever, you should be able to work out that she ain't happy with Ian. And, like, yes, Ian can sit there and be as boastful
Yeah.
as he likes about it, but oh my God, you know full well that she would rather have you than Ian, but she's just doing it to make herself feel a little bit better at the moment. Like,
Yeah, but maybe
madness for him to react the way he
Junior
did.
is that hurt. He just can't see that though, because all he's
Yeah.
getting is Cindy being like, no, I'm happy with Ian. Leave me alone.
He's been Cindy'd good and proper, hasn't he, old Junior, hasn't he?
Yeah. And he's feeling rejected, isn't he? And he's thinking, you've rejected me for that. What are you doing, love?
Yeah,
Eh?
yeah.
Don't
I
see
mean,
it.
Ian was ridiculous. And he's talking now as though he's got some sort of ownership over Cindy, which is so
Well,
idiotic. It's like, Ian, for
so on
Christ's
brand
sake,
for Ian, though, to
have
be.
you oh, completely, but it's like, Ian, have you learned nothing? Of course you haven't. You're Ian Beale. You never learn anything when it comes to women
No.
whatsoever and relationships, and you're a mess. And it's all So, is this all going to come out of the wedding now, do we think? Is it all just
No.
going to be a massive nuclear explosion of all the different secrets and lies that have been going on? Or do you reckon some of it's going to get revealed and some of it isn't? Or what do you think?
I reckon that what might get revealed is the fact that Elaine set Cindy up with this honey trap or something. Because I personally, I think George will not fall for it and he'll be like, I'm marrying Elaine, I love Elaine.
Yeah.
Then he'll find out, well, either way, then he's not going to want Cindy at the wedding, is he? After
No.
it. So there'll be that kind of drama. So then I think he'll find out that Elaine set him up. But he did say to her, because obviously she started doing all the prenup stuff and wanted a list of his assets. And he did say, do all the tests you want. So then she's going to be like, okay,
Oh,
right,
okay,
I'm going to do
Cindy,
this
try
test,
shagging, would you, love?
Cindy.
Would you, love?
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing I think might happen is that Cindy will get rejected by George, because I actually don't think that George would go there
I don't
again.
think you will. No.
But what I think will happen is that George will reject Cindy, and Cindy will be butthurt by that. And then, in some sort of emotional revenge in her mind, she'll sleep with Junior again, and someone's going to see, and someone's going to discover.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's
And then it's going to
plausible.
snow, and then it's going to snowball from there.
Yeah.
I feel
Yeah, I
like
can.
the secret of the honey trap, you're right, will get revealed at the wedding. That's going to wreck that. So Elaine and George won't get married. But then we've just got the ticking time bomb of the Cindy Jr. thing, which someone will discover, and that ticking time bomb will last us till Christmas. So
Okay.
there is still a way this comes out at Christmas.
Something else we've not mentioned, I don't think, is that Freddie's releasing CDs or DVDs of the bird recordings or
Oh, is
something.
he? I think I must have missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that was last week where they mentioned it or this week, but something about he's going to
No, it's.
release CDs with the bird recordings for
Well,
people
this
to
is the other
listen
thing.
to,
Like, that
presumably
CD,
before listening to it himself, all the
yeah. I mean, that. I
recordings.
mean, what's going to happen? Is it something insane going to happen? Like, I don't know. Maybe the wedding music CD is going to get mixed up with Freddie's bird song recording, and then it's just going to get
Possibly.
played to the wedding. That would be mental. That would be
Or
fun, wouldn't it?
Christmas.
Or
Everything's gonna
Christmas.
go, everything's gonna be chaos at
Yeah.
Christmas, and they're all gonna go, do you know what, guys? You all need a bit of peace and
Need a
calm.
bird
Let's put
song.
on some bird song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
Oh.
bird song.
That's not a bird. That's a canary singing, but it ain't the bird song that I was after.
A.
A. A. A.
A.
Needless to say, I'm very, very excited about this wedding because it's all going to kick off. I can't wait. It's been a
Yes.
long time coming. There's a lot of secrets and lies waiting to be exposed, and I don't think we're going to get all of them at the wedding, but I think that we are certainly going to get a satisfying explosion. Is it next week, the wedding, or is it the week after? I remember what she
It's
said.
next week, yeah. Well, they've
24th
had
November.
Hen and Stag do.
I think it is
24th,
next
no, it's
week, yeah?
22nd here. So, yeah, it
Next
technically would be
week.
Sunday, yeah.
Ooh, can't wait.
Ooh.
Bring it on. Can't wait. Yeah, but very, very good. The Elaine and Drew stuff was the absolute highlight. Hence why
Definitely.
Elaine is getting my gold star this week.
Oh, okay. I know that they're a guest character, but I'm giving it to Drew
Give it
because I
to
think
Drew.
their scenes together were chef's
He
kiss.
deserves some sort of
Yes.
recognition, like a Blue Peter
Yeah.
badge. It's our equivalent, isn't
Yeah,
it? Yes. Yeah. All right,
definitely.
fair. So Elaine and Drew, and we might see Drew again. He might become a regular
I really
character
hope
because I'm
so.
telling you now, the reaction to Drew online has been really, really,
Oh,
really
good.
positive. Really positive. Everyone's like, "Oh, we'll see him again, please. He was great."
Well, they could have some scenes with Linda meeting up with him,
Yeah.
even if it were just another little
Yeah.
guest bit
Yeah.
before bringing him back full time, which he definitely should do if anyone's watching who's in charge of that. Yeah,
100%. Drew needs to return 1 billion%. Make it for losing Gloria. We'll have Drew instead, please. Thank you very
Yeah.
much. Right, ladies and gents, final section of the podcast as usual is comments from you.
So we've got an email from Jake who says, "Hi, Rob and Ree, love the
Hi.
podcast. One of the highlights of my weekend. Thank you.
Excellent
I adored
taste.
Elaine this week and her scenes with Drew. It shows she's such a layered character underneath her drinks on the house. I
Ah!
think she's a beautiful combination of Pat and Peggy. Hard exterior, but vulnerable on the inside. Other soaps could take note of this in how to portray strong women in hard times without ruining their character. Question for Rhea, as someone who has been pregnant, could Lauren's baby be Zach's? I appreciate it's been almost 7 months, so perhaps she should have started showing by now, but maybe not. Perhaps a Christmas baby. Finally, I want to ask what happened to the allotments? Did they not include them in the new set? I love the allotments, as it was the only quiet public place with no background noise, some tranquility amongst the chaos. I miss them. All the best, Jake."
Good point about the allotments. We haven't seen them in ages, have we? Forgot
Very
about
good
that.
point about the
We have some.
allotments.
I'm fairly sure we have seen them since the new set came into play. We have. We've had some scenes there, but nothing for
Peach's
ages.
tree there.
Yes, Peach's tree is there. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, we have
So
seen the
whenever we last
allotments.
saw Peach's
So
tree, I would say.
just before Whitney left was the last time we saw the allotments. There you
Okay.
go.
But yeah,
So
we've not seen them properly for a while.
about 5 months ago was the last time we saw the allotments in answer to
Okay.
that. So Rhea, as you're the only one that could answer this, as someone who has been pregnant.
Well, but I found out pretty early on, so I don't know if I can give that much of a good answer about could you get to 7 months. Although, like I say, I do know somebody who got to 6 months and didn't realise. It
Yeah.
does happen.
It is possible. It is absolutely possible, of course it
Like you
is.
said as
But
well,
I,
Sonia.
yeah, it is possible. But I feel like it's more likely to be the other theory that we came up with for Zach. I don't know.
Yes,
I
but
got the
he could have more
impression
than
he could. Oh,
one, you
he
know.
totally could. But I don't know. I just got the impression that the Zach and Lauren thing is just done now, and she's with Peter now, and all is well.
So did I, but there's something not quite right about this pregnancy, so
Yeah,
time
there
will
is.
tell on that one.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, basically. But yeah, interesting. Charlie Edge has said, honestly, Elaine being a beard feels super real. Since then, the show has gone on with a nice bit of character development, and I can totally see Elaine staying married to a gay man and keeping his secret, especially knowing how special his and Linda's relationship was. I know not everyone is a fan of Elaine. She's very camp and over the top, but that's one of the things I love about EastEnders. I will defend Elaine till my dying day. I think she is an excellent character. Yes, she is theatrical. Yes, she is over the top, but that's what she's supposed to be because that's who she is. And every single time we scratch away at her, we discover that little bit more of vulnerability. And do you know what that's called, ladies and gentlemen? That is referred to as character layers. And she has more layers to her than an onion, I would argue. And
Yes, I
I think
agree. And we
Harriet
found
Thorpe plays her beautifully.
she does. And we found out this week exactly why she's always been performing. It all makes sense.
All makes
Yes.
sense. Brilliant stuff with Elaine this week.
We've got a comment from Zach who says, "This week is gearing up to be one of my favourites in a long time. Does anyone else think Ruby might be behind Jean's scamming? She's got no money, so she's set up a criminal scamming ring and gone after Jean as she sent her to prison. Hashtag re-theory. Hashtag theory."
Oh,
That's a
don't
great
even.
hashtag
Oh, is it? Yeah,
theory.
like that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fan of that. I mean, maybe. So
Scamming
we.
ring, though. I didn't think that. That could be
It could be.
interesting.
I think it's more likely to be a scamming ring rather than Ruby being involved in it. I really do. I feel like there's definitely a connection between the two, but I don't think that Ruby has been doing it specifically to scam Jean, because
no,
she's
I
angry
do.
at every,
I
she's
do.
angry at every, oh, there we go. I'll have to wait and see, won't we? Got Stephen Steppings, who said, I think Rob is right about the 40th being centered around Ruby's death. Martin's plotting will lead to a tragedy. Yes,
I agree with that. I think you're onto something.
Thank you, Ray. Thank
Rob,
you very much.
Rob, see, Rob, yeah, no.
Robservation. I've had a Robservation.
Robservation and theories.
There we go.
Oh, I like that.
There we go. There we
Good
go.
One.
That's
there
nice.
We go.
Yep. There we are then. But yeah, I think I'm convinced of it. I really, really am that Ruby is going to be a key player. And I can see her dying. I really, really can. I think it's going to happen. Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for all your thoughts. We love hearing from you as usual. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Also, ladies and gents, let us know what are your thoughts on us joining Blue Sky. Do you think the podcast should join Blue Sky? I'm in two minds about it. If you want us to, then we will.
What's Blue Sky?
Blue Sky is you've not heard about Blue Sky. It's a thing the kids are doing, Ray. You wouldn't know. I'm on it because I'm young and trendy.
I know.
It's the one that people are going to after Twitter. So there's quite a few people on there at the moment. So if you would like us to
not
have
Threads.
No, well, anywhere goes. I'm on Threads as well. But if you'd like us to go on any of the other social media platforms, let us know. Blue Sky's an option. Threads is an option. Let us know in the comment section what you want
to do. About Discord? I bet you don't know that one, do you, Rob?
Of course I know Discord.
Oh, do you?
Of course I know Discord. Yeah. Oh,
I don't understand it, though, so.
I am young and with it and hip and with the kids and brappity brap brap. I'm with all the trends, Ray. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, bruv.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Seems that the wedding's next week. You better be here to see us discuss all the fallout from that. I can't wait until then. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you later. Goodbye. Bye.